2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, well, once again, you should probably check your clock to make sure that it says 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am, in fact, the chairman of this, the very Dubious Goals Committee. Sitting here on my floor with Pippa, who just showed up right before I started to record stuff, because you knew what was going on, huh? You said, oh, Let's do some stuff with the microphones, says the kitty. And then the kitty doesn't actually say anything. Are you going to say anything? Nope, she's too busy kneading my ankles. And as I look up, I realize that this guy dancing in the Mickey Mouse shirt is in fact Buddy Ebsen. A very, very young Buddy Ebsen. Oh... You know Buddy Ebsen, Barnaby Jones. What is it that I'm watching? I woke up this morning and my television was left on TCM overnight. I did know that Buddy Ebsen was a dancer. Don't think I've ever actually seen him. What are we watching? What is this? Oh, okay. Yeah. Broadway Melody of 1936. So anywho, that's what's going on right now. What do I want to do about this? Nothing. I don't think my football comes on for a while. There's some low-level football that I want to watch today. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Peppa. I stopped petting her for a second. She's like, look at me going, hey, did you forget something? Oh, hi, who's a baby? You are. All right, so how am I going to do this? I've got this fresh cup of tea. I haven't taken a single sip out of it yet. Oh, yeah. I took my hand off the cat. Sorry. She keeps looking at me. What are you doing?
You don't stop. You keep doing it.
Yeah, you're a good kitty. So I really want to pick up this cup of tea and have the first sip of tea of the day. Going for it. Oh, it's good. Oh, so delicious. It is good, but it is hot. So we're just going to wait a few more minutes. We'll leave the top off the cup. We'll leave the top off the cup, Pippa, and it'll cool down faster. Because who's a good baby? Yes, you are. Right, so I'm just waiting... I'm just waiting for some free time. What am I going to do today? Well, one thing I want to do is I want to continue watching this anime that I started watching last night. And I got to work on my... my amplifier. I didn't feel very good when I woke up. I'm starting to feel better, but I don't know if I'm going to do that today or not. I think I probably should. I don't know. But yeah. First thing on my mind is I got to see what happens in this anime that I'm watching. I'm watching this series. Oh, hi. Hi. Pippa has stood up and has turned around and has got her face in the microphone. Are you going to say something? You gonna say something on the radio like a kitty? No, she just likes to stand here like this. You're being a little bit weird. What are you doing? You're doing it wrong. This is not how we normally do it. Okay, now she's turning back around. Tail in the face. Yeah, it's a good thing you got your tail in my face. Oh, now she's turned back around and facing me again. Hi. Yes, you're a good kitty. You're such a good baby. Okay, turning around again. Sitting back down. And she turns back to look at me. Are you going to smell the microphone? Yeah. Okay. And now the cat goes back to doing cat business. So, okay, whatever. Oh, good tea. Oh, yeah. I'm really thirsty. Why am I so thirsty? If I'm thirsty, that means what? It might mean that I'm a little bit dehydrated, Pippa. What do you think about that? You're a good kitty. Yeah, so anyway, I was watching this anime, this series. Let me think about okay. I thought for a second I couldn't remember the title of it, but that's kind of idiotic, because I'm sitting there going, sitting here thinking, it's about a bear and a Miko. What's that called again? Oh yeah, it's called Kuma Miko. it is, all right, what are you doing? What are you doing, Pippa smells the tea, because the lid is off, and she's climbing over there to smell it. Yeah, okay, you want to get back in there? Right, so I've been watching this anime, and I do recommend this. This is a pretty good one, Kuma Miko, K-U-M-A-M-I-K-O. This is a compound word formed out of the words Kuma, which means bear. If you've ever wondered what DJ Kumada meant, now you are closer to knowing. Ow. Okay. I'm having issues. Okay, I think I'm back. And what's the cat doing? She just got out of the kitty pit and she decided to go do some stuff. What was I talking about? Kuma is the Japanese word for bear. And the Japanese word Miko, I don't know how to explain it because there really isn't a Western equivalent. A Miko is a shrine girl. Not a priestess, not a nun. Oh, are you back? What are we doing? The cat is now climbing on my legs, coming over to my teacup, smelling the teacup again. And now she's wandering off. Okay, now she's walking into the bathroom. I put more food in your bowl, so you're good to go. Yeah, the bowl was empty this morning. She ate all the food last night. A Miko is a shrine girl. A young woman, a shrine maiden. How would you translate that? It doesn't translate. But this is the girl who does the various rituals in a Shinto-type shrine. And so the whole sort of plot or the theme of this show is this girl who is friends with a bear. And the bear is sort of also the local god who lives in the shrine. And this village, Kumade Village, get it? They're all friendly with bears, these bears that live up in the mountains. But it's a secret, you know, the whole world doesn't know. And these bears can talk. And so it's just, what is this show about? What's the conflict? Well, the conflict basically is that this girl, this Miko, who is a country girl, a country shrine girl, she wants to go to high school in the big city. And so her bear friend and some of her family members, they never say where the mom and dad is. The mom and dad aren't in the picture. There's a cousin and an aunt. But anyway, this kid is wanting to go to high school in the big city, but she's terribly, terribly shy. And she's very, very country. And she's very self-conscious about it. And so even though she sort of wants to go to this city, she doesn't think she'll be able to fit in, blah, blah, blah. And so the whole general overlying theme of this is that she's trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? She's trying to, I don't want to say evolve, but you know, she's trying to grow up enough that she could handle going to a city, et cetera, et cetera. And I like this show. I like the art. And it looks really good. And I like the color scheme. And I like the ending music a lot. I'm trying to figure out the song. When they play it, they show the subtitle for the lyrics of the ending song. But I'm trying to learn the Japanese bits, and I've only picked up a few lines so far, but it's a great song. And it's like a duet between the bear and the girl, but I'm pretty sure it's different voices. What is that line? The bear's line is something like, what is it? Miko-chan. I'm gonna chase you or something. I don't know. Then the girl says, Mr. Bear, are you gonna come after me? You can't catch me because I knew you were gonna do this. And the bear says, oh, you saw right through me, huh? It's just, yes, because we've been together forever. It's just, you know, can we listen to it? Do I feel like setting all this crap up just to hear this music? Not really. Good tea. Oh yeah, I can feel myself powering up a little bit here. Now that I'm getting my yummy tea in me. So anyway, if you like anime and you like bears, I highly recommend Kumamiko. It is distributed by Funimation, and so you can find it on YouTube at the Funimation channel. Ooh, I kind of feel weird. What is up with me today? I'm not feeling particularly motivated today. Why do I feel like a slug? I just do. Sluggish. Slugoid. In the manner of a slug. Don't know much about slugs, other than I got some interesting little guys that live out in my front yard. And I see him every once in a while. Do-do-do-do-do, crawling around, doing sluggy stuff. Not sure what they do. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure I know what they do. They run around and eat stuff. Well, they don't run, per se. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Oy. So, what else do I have to do today? I guess not much of anything. I did go to the store yesterday. I went to the little store, and the bell ringer engaged me. I was scared at first. I was like, oh no, don't do it, don't do it. Nope, and he started talking to me. Now, regular listeners to this show, if you've listened long enough, you know that I'm not a big fan of the bell ringers in front of grocery stores and stuff. For various reasons that we don't need to go into now. Needless to say, all you really need to know is I got out of my car, started walking towards the store. And oh, I get to the doors and the guy engages. I'm like, no! And normally I would go into, you know, ballistic mode, start tearing these people new ones, but I was in pretty good mood and I just didn't want to deal with it. But then the guy decided he had to tell me a joke, and I don't even remember what the joke is, or was. It was, oh, I guess it doesn't matter. It was a pretty corny joke, kind of stupid. But it was stupid enough that you have to appreciate it for its stupidity, and I laughed. I went into the store, and I bought all my stuff. Rice Krispies and graham crackers, and what else did I buy? Rice and chicken, and it seems like there was something else. And then as I was leaving the store, the bell ringer engaged me again, told me another joke, told me another two jokes, one of which was, where do fish keep their money? In the riverbank. The other joke was, why did the turkey cross the road twice? To prove he wasn't chicken. I didn't say these were funny jokes. Yeah, and that's what I said too. I said, oh. So even though I feel like I lost because, one, the guy engaged, and then he disarmed me. Well, what is it? Well, what are you doing back here? Do you want to keep doing some kitty stuff? You want to do more kitty stuff? Okay, Pippa has returned. She came over and stood behind me and did her little yip-yaps. She said, meow, meow. Here, you want to get in the kitty pit? Here, look at this blankie. Doesn't this blankie look fun? Yep. And she's back. Hi. Hi. You are a baby. So here we go. More cat business. And wasn't I gonna do something? I don't know. Looks like we're not doing anything now. Because the Pippa is back. And she's licking the blanket. Oh, now she's just sitting down. She's not even engaging in kitty business behavior. She's just sitting here. That's okay. Yeah, and that reminds me. Last night, what was I doing? I came back. I left this room for a while. I came back in some time later. And the cat had found all the weird carpet bits that were sort of all wadded up. And she spread them out all over the floor and was playing with them, apparently. And so I had to pick all that up, and I took it into the other room, and I just threw it on the floor in the other room. Why did I do this? I don't know. I was sort of busy doing something else, and I thought, oh, I'll deal with this later. So, yeah, I got stuff I got to deal with, huh, Peppa? Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. Yeah, so Pippa's just sitting here in classic cat mode. She isn't flopping. She's not kneading. She's not sticking her face in the blanket. But she is licking it a little bit. As I pet her as she sits here. That's a good kitty. That's a good kitty, yeah. Good baby Bingins, oh yeah. Right, so, that's about all I have. Did we make it to the halfway point of the show? Yeah, I guess we're halfway through, or a little bit more. And I've got nothing else to talk about. Ow, nothing at all, except that it does kind of hurt for me to sit like this. Oh well. Gotta sit here and do kitty stuff with the baby. Who's a baby kitty? You are. That's a good kitty. You're a good kitty, yeah. Everybody likes kitties. I'm a little bit mad right now because they said it was going to be warm today. The Weather Channel. Why does this exist? Why does the Weather Channel exist? I mean, they're so inaccurate. It's unbelievable. They said it was going to be warm today, over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, that's great. That'll be warm enough to go to Herrenhaven and wander around and look for dudes and stuff, but is it over 50 degrees? No. Is it even close? No. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe it'll be warm tomorrow, Pippa. Oh, Pippa is now sort of doing cat stuff. She's doing kitty business. She's flopped over. There she goes. Face goes into the blankie, and her paws are back to trying to shred up my ankles. You want to make my ankles bleed, Pippa? Oh, that's so nice. So nice for a kitty. That's a good kitty. What you doing? Going to be a bumpers? You're a bumper dumpers. Such a fun cat. Oh. What else do I gotta do today? I guess that's about it. I don't think I have much of anything super important to do today. That's just awesome. So, maybe I will run over to my parents' house, work on the amplifier with my dad. I'm trying to think, where are we at here? We're up through the part where you gotta put all the stuff on the chassis. Now here's the funny thing is, we actually sort of teamed up on this part of the project. While, instead of doing the kit in a linear manner, you know, step by step by step, incrementally, what we did was I had my dad start on the cabinet and the chassis while I started on the boards. And so a couple days ago, my dad sort of finished installing, you know, the hardware on the chassis, and we sort of had to start soldering and wiring stuff, so I put the boards aside. But the funny thing is we are now done with the cabinet and chassis preparation, and now we need to build the boards and install the boards. Well, the boards are at least 3/4 of the way finished, and so I really only have probably a couple of hours of work left to do on the boards, and we can drop the boards onto the chassis and then start soldering all those connections, which is a whole bunch. And then what comes after that? I don't know. So we managed to save a few hours by skipping ahead. We're almost caught up to the skipped ahead part. And then it'll just be a matter of soldering it all up and doing some testing, throwing in the tubes, and then, you know, smoke test. Smoke test. Will it blow up when we flip the power switch on? Nobody knows. It's going to be mysterious, huh, Pippa? Oh, Pippa's flopping now. She's rolling over. Oh, you want me to rub up your kitty tummy? Yeah, so look, it's a kitty tummy. Got such a nice fluffy white tummy. Look at all this white kitty fur. Oh, it's so fluffy. It's a fluffy cat. So, yeah. That's what I think I will do. I wasn't feeling super great, but I think I'm coming around. So, after the show here, I think I will try to eat a little something, and then I'll head over to my parents' house and work on the amp for a while. I'm tired. I really should be sleeping this afternoon. I did not sleep super great last night. Then I'll work on my amp, and then I don't know what I'll do. Maybe go out to eat with my parents. Then I will come home, and that's when I'll start watching my bear cartoon. You want to watch that bear show some more, Pippa? Yeah, it's pretty good, huh? Oh. Yeah, look, there's a kitty. I actually watched more anime than that yesterday. I actually watched a couple of episodes of a couple of other shows, but none of it really spoke to me. One, I could tell, was just going to be way too depressing to watch. And the other one, what was that other one? Oh, the other one was kind of okay, but I could only find 2 episodes of it. Then I found this bear one, which I really like. I like it. It's pretty fun, huh, kitties? Yes. Oh, now my cat has flopped over. Because remember, she is a rag doll. These cats are known for their flopping powers. Cat has flopped over. She's got one paw sticking up in the air. She's got one of her back paws resting on my leg. Oh, she's moving. Now it's both paws up in the air. Oh, put your paws in the air and wave them like you just don't care, dingins. Who's a kitty? Yeah. Just not even paying attention. The cat is hypnotized. Look, I can just do weird stuff with her paws. I can move her hands around. Oh, do you wanna help that airplane land? You better move your arms like this. This is how they do it, those guys on the ground. Ground crew. You're a kitty ground crew. Yeah, you're not even paying attention. There. Okay, now what are you doing? Yeah, this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. I sit around. I sit around when I'm too tired, when I should be sleeping, petting my cat as she rolls around on the floor on a blanket in front of me. Because that is, in fact, what cats do. Isn't that right, Peppa? Yes, it is. So, yeah, what am I doing next? I just got a couple more minutes of this. Are you getting up? I hope so. Oh, good. I can move. My hip was starting to hurt. Ow. Peppa has gone back into the bathroom. Gonna go get a snack, probably. Oh. Yeah, I might be a little dehydrated today. Is that my problem? Ooh, and I'm tired. Maybe I should not work on the amplifier today. Maybe I should stay home and take a nap. Not doing super great. Well, maybe I'll just work on the amplifier for a little bit. I don't know. I do not know. Oh, God, I still got 2 minutes to go. You know, I got to admit, I'm getting pretty tired of doing this. Think of all the time I would gain if I wasn't doing Dubious Goals Committee. Think of all the other things I could be doing instead. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know what to tell you. How about I tell you... I've got absolutely nothing to say. The only thing that I can think of to say is to kind of come up with some sort of explanation as to why I have nothing to say. I don't know. I don't know if it's because I don't feel like it. What else I cannot come up with any other reasons. It's amazing I still do this after how many shows? How many shows day after day, nonstop, without a break, have I been doing this? It's more than 1,000. Yeah. And as I look at the clock, I realize it is finally time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious I Really Can't Care Anymore Committee, a show that airs every single goddamn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I do have better stuff to do, so I don't know what to tell you.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
To be. 20 hours 00 minutes precisely. ルート